Some people spend a literal fortune every day on supplements that they take to be able to give them the antioxidant and other neurological support to be able to get relief from their symptoms. Some people who take this route do get wonderful relief from symptoms. But curiously, other people who spend really a great deal of money every week find that they see little result, they see little effect, that there doesn't seem to be the kind of relief that you would expect would happen by such an infusion of antioxidants and other healthy substances and good food for the body. When that happens, I always wonder whether or not there's another possibility, that it's not what is being placed into your body that is at issue. It may be that you have the highest quality of supplements that you are using that should, in fact, have a positive effect. The problem, you see, may be in what happens after you ingest those supplements into your body. It may be that there is an army of living entities hanging around in your intestinal system and throughout all of the tissues of your body that are eating up all the good stuff so that it doesn't even have a chance to get to your cells. Like it or not, and as unpleasant as this topic may be, I suspect that most people living in the world today have some pathogens that are hanging about their bodies. Some people have viruses that are creating systemic problems. Some people still have bacterial infections that are seriously problematic. And many people have fungi infections created by the ingestion of such substances as yeast that is found in bread. Fungus multiplies very quickly, especially when it's sweetened by sugar. So, consider the possibility, my friends, that if you are an individual who is getting little relief from all of the good substances that you are putting into your body, if you are a person that has a healthy diet and is doing everything you know that is necessary to be able to get good relief from symptoms, but still have challenges, think outside the box and consider the possibility that the problem may lie in the presence of fungus, which permeates throughout your body. Fungus, which is in the muscles and the tissues and the bones and in your neurons. I invite you to investigate more about fungus through your own research. Learn what fungus does to bodies. I believe it may lie at the core of difficulty for many of the symptoms that are experienced by individuals who are diagnosed with Parkinson's. I'm thinking outside the box here. There is no research evidence that indicates there's a connection per se. There are theoretical arguments and papers that have been published in the research literature. I am certainly arguing there is a connection. Don't get me wrong. I'm not announcing some great revolutionary discovery here from the scientific evidence. I am talking from my gut and my personal experience, and I am suggesting that over the long run, the healthier we can make our bodies, the more relief we'll get from whatever symptoms we are experiencing. Consider then the possibility that you probably haven't entertained before. Consider the possibility that a source of many of your symptoms, or perhaps a source of all of your symptoms, may lie at the root of an overgrowth of candida or an overgrowth of fungus that your body is unable to handle. You've been listening to Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.